This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Tony Luca caught the nation's attention when he was a finalist on the second season of NBC's The Voice.
And if you take me by the hand with the whole world watching, never gonna let you go, cause only you know.
Was in 2012. Tony Luca was born in Pontiac, grew up in Waterford. His showbiz career got a very early start as he was cast in the early 1990s version of the Mickey Mouse Club, where his fellow Musketeers included Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, and Justin Timberlake. Well, this Sunday night, he's back in Michigan for a show in Detroit. Tony Luca, good to have you with us on Stateside.
Oh, such a pleasure to be here.
Well, national TV, you have toured with Maroon 5 and Kelly Clarkson and Sarah Bareilles and more. Now you're about to release your eighth studio album. Did you have this in your dreams growing up in Waterford?
To be honest, yeah, I did. I grew up playing with a cousin of mine who actually grew up a bit more closer to Milford and Highland. We're both products of a huge music-making family. You know, my grandfather was a pretty well-known pianist back in sort of the radio days of the Auntie D show. And so, yeah, everyone in our family kind of got a little bit of the bug. But my cousin and I, yeah, we took to it early. You know, I think we were like 8 or 9 when we started strumming and learning songs. And I think we were getting paid by the time we were 12. So it was always, it seemed pretty destined for sure.
What is it like? We watch The Voice. We watch these competitions, American Idols as well. The idea of stepping out there and putting it all out there, and it's basically like the Colosseum in ancient Rome, thumbs up, thumbs down. Is there a sense of nervousness, or is it just a sense of, no, I belong here?
Well, I'll be completely honest and say that I have never been, nor will I probably ever be, as nervous again as I was for that blind audition. I don't know what it was. I mean, you know, maybe it's just because it's one thing to, you know, have grown up playing in the suburbs of Detroit at bars and clubs and things and trying to, draw people's attention away from a Red Wings game or something. And you're trying to, like, get them to tune into what you're doing and listen to what you're singing about. But, you know, when the sole purpose is to get someone to turn around their chair and, like, that it really was, like, an unnatural setting. And I don't know why, but I was it shocked me how nervous I got for that silly audition. But it's, you know, as soon as the chairs started turning around, I mean, you can see it in my face. Like I that was definitely one of those moments where I felt completely justified. I felt like all of the encouragement and the support and the prayers and all the goodwill that had been shown to me over the course of my career was just coming at me in a tidal wave of contentment. It was a really cool moment.
I woke up cold in a raging fire. Froze my soul and the flames got higher. And so it goes, hey, and everybody knows it. This heavy load, I'll be like, I got this, yeah, I got this. If you're down, let me hear you say, ho, hold on tight, don't you ever let go. Keep your faith in the hand that you hold. I hear you say, holler, holler. Let the truth come set you free. Only you got the life that you need. Raise your hands if you want to believe. I hear you say, holler, holler.
Tony, what do you think your Michigan identity means to you as an artist and as a performer?
It's almost synonymous with family, really, because truth of it is, I left Detroit, or I left Michigan rather early. I was 15 when I started coming and going, you know, where I would go shoot down in Florida for the Mickey Mouse Club. I'd come back for a couple months each winter to go back to my high school and check in and whatnot. But I do feel like there is a grit and a tenacity that comes from the school of music that I grew up in, that was really just my family. You know, there was a blue collar element to it, but a very modest but no nonsense approach to it. You know, so when I think of being from Michigan, I think of the values that were instilled in me. you know, the salt of the earth kind of element of coming from good stock, and I certainly did. You know, my folks still live in Oakland County. They're out there in Waterford, and you know, they're still married after 42 years now, and you know, that's a rare thing. The older I get, the more I realize how exceptional that is. And I just, you know, yeah, again, my mom was the 10th of 12 kids, and so there was just, I've got a lot of family, and it's always good to know that you've got that in your corner, and Michigan is kind of the hotbed for that.
You know, Tony, I know my question that I'm going to hit you with next is kind of like asking a parent to pick a favorite child, but here goes anyway. Is there a track off of your upcoming new album you think best sums up who you are as an artist?
Man, that's a good question. I do, I guess. This record was kind of a change for me. You know, I kind of stepped out of my singer-songwriter lyrical approach and got a little more creative, a little more imaginative. There's a song on the record that is kind of a departure from the record. A lot of the record's pretty heavy and early 80s, late 70s rock. But there's a song on there that's called Paint a Picture, and it almost didn't make the record because it's, like I said, it's a little different than the rest of the record, but my kids were really fun in making the record, and they, you know, they would be straight with me, and when I told them that the song might not make the record, my son got really upset about it. And I think his words were, your record's gonna stink. I was like, oh, thanks, man. You know, but I was like, well, he could be onto something. Let's double check this. So we wound up putting it on the record anyway. But, you know, there's a line in the song. Basically, the refrain is that my love ain't going nowhere. You know, like, I'm here. I'm dedicated to this. And this, you know, sort of specifically in the song, it's my family. It's my wife. It's my kids. I'm here for the long haul. But I suppose you could have that pertain to my dedication to my craft and my career as well.
Tony Luca, thank you so much for talking with us.
Well, thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it.
Tony Luca will be performing this Sunday at the Magic Stick on Woodward, right there in Detroit's Midtown area.